Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Hopefully, it's been a dirty one for you, as wherever you are out there listening. All over the world, and we thank you so much for joining us every week. As we do, we say it, and it's true. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thanks for being a part of the nation, and keep up the great work. And obviously tonight, Nolan and I are going to be getting after it all night long, and it's going to go pretty quick, as it always does and it always seems to do, Nolan, because there's lots to talk about. We got spring breakout coming out this weekend. We've got Soul is going to be coming out before next week's show. Dodgers and the Padres going over there, talking about couple of the guys that have made those rosters. Whether they stay after returning, who knows, but certainly some excitement there. Some position changes for a guy like a Mookie Betts moving over to shortstops, by all accounts of what Dave Roberts is saying. So lots to go over tonight, and we'll try to cover as much as we can for you as dirtbags, and certainly be answering the curtain call questions as well. Thanks for sending them in, as you always do. It's great. Love to see the passion from you. Love to see the insight, the communication that goes on every week with some of you personally, and thank you so much for it, because that's what it's all about. We're all baseball fans, lovers of this game, and at this time of year, let's be honest, right? Greatest time of the year, because it's fresh, it's new. Obviously, we say that once the World Series starts as well or whatever, but at this time of the year, it's great, man. And the weather has been excellent. Obviously, we're starting to hear some injuries coming, some people coming back off of minor injuries, looking good for opening day, some that aren't looking so good for opening day, and how that'll affect their teams moving out and stuff like that. So, but we'll talk all about it, and we'll get there for sure. So before we do, we want to give our shout out to the boys at Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com. Check out that hitting training device by Tress Sullivan's, Drew Avens, and great product. Really help you with your hitting program. It's a subtle little tool, training aid, and but it makes a big impact for you. There's no question about it. So, and of course, our friends over at the Rope Trainer as well, the throwing training aids. So be sure to check out our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, if you're looking for apparel, hats, t-shirts, whatever. And if there's something out there that you're looking at and you're inquiring about, send it out to us for sure. We'll inquire about it. That's what it's all about. And be sure to watch us on YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second. We're going to get up, get after it, get dirty.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com.
This Valentine's Day, sponsored by AbbVie. There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's get rolling, brother.
All right, let's kick it off. Dylan Cease rumors, obviously. He was kind of one of the big guys that never got traded this offseason. Rumors are rolling right now. Sounds like three teams for sure right now have recently reached out to the Chicago White Sox. And also to piggyback off of that, the White Sox are showing interest in Michael Lorenzen. Seems like all indications are moving towards Dylan Cease being traded before opening day. So, I mean, that's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, Chris Getz earlier this spring training, he said right now the plan is for him to be the opening day starter. Obviously, that comes down to Pedro Grifol, the new manager for the Chicago White Sox at this point in time. But, I mean, heck, it seems like right now at least he will not be an opening day starter for the Chicago White Sox.
Well, you got to, by all accounts and the rumors of Montgomery and Schnell not wanting to move off of their multi-year negotiations, right? So you got guys like probably the Yankees in there, like they're saying, kicking tires, different teams like that, that just don't want to put out that or just can't put out the money. It's as simple as that for either of those players. Not that it's nothing to do with whether they want them or not. It's just they're not in a position to do it.
Well, and even that too, right? Cease is only making $8 million this year. That's versus Snell and Montgomery. They're both going to be making 20 plus, more than likely, depending on when they sign or where they sign or any of that stuff. But yeah, right now the teams that we know for sure that are interested or have at least reached out to the Chicago White Sox about this, you got the Padres, the Rangers, and the Yankees. Obviously, the Yankees, they got dealt a big blow there the other day. Sounds like Gerrit Cole is going to be on the shelf for the first month to 2 months, possibly. As of right now, no Tommy John necessary. So, I mean, that one obviously is a huge blow. And especially when you're looking at the Yankees rotation, right? You got question marks up and down that rotation. Marcus Stroman, to me, really is the only one that I'm confident in right now being a quote-unquote frontline starter in that rotation. Obviously, they need to go out there and make a move, especially since their aspirations this year seems like more so than other years is to go to that World Series. Knowing that you have Juan Soto on 1 year, obviously you got a lot of injury-prone players to begin with. But I mean, with the way that Cashman and the rest of the Yankees were pushing it this offseason, they're more or less all in. So they need to make a move like this, or they need to pivot and sign one of those free agents.
Well, they have to. I mean, the juggernaut that is the AL East or whatever, and that has just gotten that much stronger other than Boston Red Sox this year. And Rays are still going to be there at the end of the day, even though they've done very quiet, as typical Rays off-season maneuvers and stuff like that, but you know they're going to get some pitchers back. They're going to be strong up and down. That offense is just going to do what it needs to do because they know how to do it. Baltimore, that much better again. You go ahead and you add Burns. The Jays are still there. If they can start putting pieces together and start getting healthy, I mean, they've been healthy, but...
Still, you know, a great staff, though, on the Jays.
Exactly right. For the most count, it looks like Gosman's coming back or whatever, and it was just basically fatigue, and that's what it ended up being in the shoulder and stuff. So, you know, he's maybe not going to be stretched out quite as far as he would early in the going or whatever and stuff. But again, like they say, right, pitchers are the aces and veterans in the MLB. They know how to ramp up throughout the whole season, right? So the Yankees, I mean, you have to be in because... Like you just said, like Rodon, you don't know what you're going to get out of him. Nestor Cortez came back a little bit or whatever and stuff like that last year, but nothing what 2 years ago. They've got to give everything. And so it might not be pretty, but they might be looking at doing a Dominguez or a Spencer Jones. The White Sox are in the driver's seat right now. And Yankees need a pitcher. I don't care that it's the first of the year. You don't want to get too far behind in that AL East, right?
Yeah, and if I'm the Yankees, I know that it's tough to part with Jason Dominguez, obviously supremely talented. Last year, everybody saw what he did when he got called up against the Houston Astros there in his first series where he had a couple of bombs. I think he had 3-6 games or something like that to start out his career. Obviously, yeah, supremely talented, but I mean, the guy's going to be on the shelf all year. And when, yeah, you're trying to push those buttons, Spencer Jones, I mean, right now he looks like he's very could easily come up and make that opening day roster. Obviously, he won't, but I mean, if I'm the Yankees, I'm kicking the tires on a Jason Dominguez, Dylan Cease trade.
Well, absolutely, and you got to have as hard a conversations as you can with Juan Soto as well to really have a good idea of what his offseason for next year looks like as well. And again, he's not really going to tip his hand, but if he's feeling good about the Yankees, I think there'll be a little bit of honesty and communication going with it because exactly right, they've got to make a move. Or they're going to be in trouble with that staff. There's no question. So,
obviously, the final word came down on Lucas Giolito, expected to miss the whole season with Tommy John surgery. Tough blow for the Red Sox. Obviously, we talked about it last week's episode. This week, we got the confirmation. I mean, not much else to say about that one. That's a tough pill to swallow if you're the Red Sox. Obviously, you got to pivot. You got to try and go out there, get one of those guys. I mean, obviously, hey, if I'm the Red Sox right now, I'm still trying to sign Jordan Montgomery to that 6-year. I don't know what he's asking for at this point in time. 6-year, $150. I think that's a little bit too much for me. But if I'm the Red Sox, I'm asking 6-year, $120 to a $135, somewhere in that range. Trying to get him for $20 to $23 million. I think that would be a very good contract for Jordan Montgomery. Obviously, based off the way he's pitched, he has AL East familiarity. I think he's a lot better of a purchase right now than Blake Snell.
Well, especially when you know what we're hearing and reading the reports on Giolito, and it's really like they don't even really know exactly what they're getting into with his surgery until they get in there and take a look. So all of a sudden, you know, if I'm them, I'm pushing him to get under the knife as quick as he can, right? So at least you have a bit of an idea. Is it a 1 year? Is it going to be a 2 year? Both sides of his contract. Because we know he signed the 2-year deal or whatever and stuff. Until you can really get that understood, then you can make a move going forward. I mean, I guess the good thing is there's not a lot of expectations for them going into the season. But they're going to want to make a move as soon as they can within the first month, I would think.
Looking forward to next week. Obviously, you get the Soul Series. By the time we roll around our episode next week, obviously, the first game's already going to be done, so let's talk about this. Jackson Merrill sounds like he's going to be the opening day center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Number two prospect, basically only played shortstop throughout his minor league career. But Mike Schilt and the boys down there in San Diego, they were incredibly impressed. Obviously, the guys showed up and showed out this spring, hitting .394, a couple bombs. He's the number two prospect down there in San Diego behind Ethan Salas. But, I mean, yeah, he's got the plane ticket to go over to Seoul and play with the San Diego Padres against the Dodgers on the 20th.
I mean, obviously, like they say, spring training is spring training and stuff like that. But it's everything to prospects, right? It's the only way they make it. I mean, veterans, hey, go ahead, get your work in. You know how many at-bats you need. You know how many innings you need. Go on. But, hey, good for him, man. He obviously put pieces together in the offseason. He wants to be there. He wants to be a part of that lineup. He's getting the opening two games. and see what happens over there in Seoul for sure. Good for him, man. Congratulations. That's fantastic. And he's one of probably, it's almost looking like every team almost has a prospect that's going to be making opening day roster. And you allude to it all the time too, Nolan, and the fact of the incentive by MLB to, if you've got somebody that you believe is close enough, give them that opportunity. You know, battle it out for Rookie of the Year. Battle it out for those nominations and try to get that extra draft pick.
Well, and especially last year, I feel like a lot of the prospects that are still considered prospects got called up and played either in September or end of August. At least they were still under their 45 games. I'm looking at it like Mason Wynn type of situation with the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously, he was one of those guys. A lot of teams that are out of contention, obviously, they like to call up their guys, get them tons of experience. Nolan Schaunel is another guy who was called up last year with the Los Angeles Angels, who, I mean, still is considered a prospect. But no, like, I'm looking at it this way, right? This year, there's a lot of good prospects, and especially a lot of good middle infield prospects. A lot of teams, I feel like, out there, there's a need for middle infield prospects. And especially case in point here with the San Diego Padres. You're looking at a Jackson Merrill who, I mean, never really played outfield at all, but he gets his crack up at center field in the major leagues.
You're seeing that athleticism come in, right? They've been working at it for the last decade or so, starting to go down to that movement. And you're seeing a lot over the last few years of that player mobility, player movement. And let's be honest, man, you got to be an athlete to be out there one of the starting nine. And you're seeing the guys that are really, really good at athletes or good athletes starting to get those opportunities. They're moving into it. So I think great move for Mike Schilt. First year with the Padres, yeah, I mean, there's still expectations there, even though they're not as strong as they were the last couple of years, obviously, and stuff like that. But lots more to talk about, Dirtbags. We'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you leading us?
Yeah, so obviously before the break, we were talking about the prospects and everything like that. So this week coming up obviously starts tomorrow. We got the spring breakout for the prospects. First time that MLB will be doing this. This is obviously a very interesting move by the MLB, and we're fully behind it. Like, love this, man. Especially for if it's your team that's playing, you get to watch all your top prospects all on the field together, basically. Obviously, yeah, like I said, starts tomorrow, so you get the Rangers and Reds at 6:05 Eastern time, 3:05 Pacific, Orioles and Pirates, 7:05 Eastern, 4:05 Pacific. Then Friday, you have another slate of games, Saturday, and finishes up on Sunday. So, yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Like, we were just talking about it a little bit off the air. So, the inaugural one, you got four teams sending their top 10 prospects. You have the Diamondbacks, Cardinals, Rockies, Mariners. Diamondbacks, Rockies, Cardinals are sending 14 of their top 15 prospects to participate in this. Kansas City is sending 24 of its top 30. All the rosters are made up of 27 players. So, I mean, you're going to get the best of the best out here, obviously, for what your teams are expecting and everything like that. And so here you go, piggybacking on the Dylan Cease trade rumors, obviously, and for basically every other team out there that's interested in these prospects. Like, man, there's going to be tons of scouts, tons of general managers in attendance. There's going to be a ton of eyes on all these young kids that are vying for MLB spots, whether it's on their team or whether it's on other teams, obviously. But, I mean, this is like the opportunity of a lifetime for a majority of these kids, especially a lot of the guys that aren't necessarily ranked within the top 10 for a lot of these teams.
Well, that's it. There's 72 of the MLB pipeline's top 100 prospects going to be competing, and 575 of the 900 players on organization top 30 lists. So they're bringing out the hammers, man. They're bringing out everybody. Obviously, the majority of us aren't able to go in the fall to Arizona to watch the prospects out there play. What a great opportunity. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Nolan. It's good for MLB. Good on multiple levels. Middle of spring training, give a bit of a break to that part. Not obviously the prospects or whatever in that, but give them their own showcase and to showcase to the fans what type of talent really, really is out there. I mean, when you're going down through it, obviously, I mean, Jackson Holliday is always going to be their best hitter overall, probably the number one prospect overall. But let's go on. I mean, you got Dylan Cruz, second overall last year or whatever, Washington Nationals, Brooks Lee, stud out there, shortstop with the Twins, Jackson Merrill. I don't know if they send him or not this weekend or whatever, since he's already in line for going next week. Probably not, because no, I'm sure he won't be. They'll be getting ready to travel here soon. Head over there and get acclimated to Korea to settle in and put on a good show over there. So, you know, that's just on hitters alone, stuff like that. You go over to the pitchers and stuff like that. You know, you're talking, you know, Skeens. I mean, the list goes on and whatever. And I'm just throwing off the top guys or whatever and that. But every club, like you said, going down the clubs that have committed their top 10 prospects, all in to give them, show them that, hey, you know what? We believe in you. Let's see what you can do now. Let's see what you can do and go from there. I mean,
yeah, it is funny how some teams are like, presumably their opening day roster players are participating in this spring breakout. Like, I'm looking at it, right? Obviously, I said Mason Wynn kind of at the start of it with the Cardinals. Obviously, he's kind of projected right now to be the opening day shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals, especially with Tommy Edman still on the shelf. Nolan Schanell, he's obviously not participating in this because he's projected to be the opening day first baseman for the Angels. He's their number one prospect, right? Obviously, you're looking at the Rangers, Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford. They're not participating in it. But a guy like Jackson Holliday, right? Like, we talked about this. This is an interesting one because to me, obviously, I believe he deserves the chance to be the opening day, whatever position it'll be with the Baltimore Orioles, whether they have him at shortstop, second base, they'll figure it out for him, obviously. But like, I'm just kind of looking at it, right? This is like, especially the Friday night game that I'm, or the tomorrow game, sorry, that I'm talking about between the Orioles and the Pirates. Like, that is much must watch TV. Cause like you said, man, you get Skeens going up against Holliday, And there's a laundry list of good prospects on both teams. Obviously, Tamar Johnson for the Pirates, he's one of the top second base prospects in the game. Obviously, he was a top 10 pick there a couple years ago. Baltimore's just got tons of guys in their system. Pittsburgh's got a bunch of good young kids. That is going to be an excellent game to kick it off.
Well, I look at a few of the players, too, that we certainly know have gotten lost for having a little bit of trouble there last season, stuff like that. But I look at Drew Jones, right? Outfielder with the Diamondbacks. Great opportunity for him to get back on the national spotlight, get things rolling, have a great, hopefully, series against his opponent, and just put himself in a good place to go into the season and get moving in the right direction, give that Arizona Diamondbacks a little bit more depth and stuff like that. You hit the nail on the head. There's just players across the board. And it's exciting. Like, so many players that you and I don't even know about, and I'm sure a lot of you dirtbags out there or whatever and that don't know about, even on your own teams, like Nolan said. So sit back and hey, you got to highlight it and pencil it in when your team's playing. Be able to sit back there and just watch and see what could be maybe the present, like Nolan said, but definitely the future. Who's there? And unfortunately, like you said, Nolan, there are going to be a ton of scouts there with a lot of pen and paper, a lot of writing going on, a lot of communication going on. Hey, let's trade for him. Let's move this. Let's move that. Let's see what's available, right? Maybe not right after this, or maybe not right at the first of the season, but come the trade deadline. Absolutely.
So jumping back over to some more Major League news, JD Martinez, obviously, I'd say the premier bat still available out there on the market. Sounds like his market's heating up. He's met with the Mets, likes the Angels, got a few different teams out there that are expressing interest in him. Now, this is a guy, right? So we got talking about it, obviously, poor at opposite end of the spectrum compared to the prospects. JD Martinez, last year, 33 bombs, 105 RBIs, right, 303 average last season. You're looking at it, right? Like, I don't know what he's asking for at this point in his career. Obviously, he's already turned down the offer from the Giants. I mean, I think that was a smart move if I'm him, looking at it from a hitter's park and everything like that. Like, obviously, the Giants don't have necessarily the greatest hitter park, but that's why they pivoted and they went over and got Jorge Soler. But JD Martinez, right? If he signs with the Mets, that is a fantastic 1-2 punch if JD Martinez still plays up to the level that he should and everybody expects him to, of him and Pete Alonso. And then you have Frankie Lindor there. Don't get me wrong. I don't think the Mets are going to win the NL East. They'll be competitive, sure. I don't think they're going to win it. But if they can go out there and they get a guy like JD Martinez, just what he'd bring to that clubhouse and everything like that, another veteran leader, oh my goodness, man. That would be a fantastic middle of the order.
I don't put it past Artie Moreno, though, getting a deal done before it's said and done stuff. He put him in behind Trout and stuff like that. I think the holdback for him right now is probably the same as Snell and Montgomery. It's probably a two-year contract he's looking at with an option for the third, right? And with just DH alone, and like we just talked about, so many prospects out there. Obviously, the Angels don't have a depth of prospects and stuff like that coming up. But I think, you know, most teams are like, you know what? No problem, JD, giving you 1 year, but we're just not going to lock you in for 2 years. We've got so much possibility in the offseason and trades or movement or, like you just said, just excitement of prospects coming down. Are they going to come out of the gate in a career like he's had? No, they're not. But I think he's just got to be willing to maybe move and just go for that 1 year, right?
Well, that's the tough thing with a guy like him, right? So obviously, tons of veteran experience and everything like that. It's not like he'll need a heck of a lot of at-bats to get caught up through spring training or anything like that. This guy's been a consummate hitter throughout his major league career. But here's kind of the thing, right? DH is basically like a relief pitcher. Yep. It is so tough for you to justify paying a guy not named David Ortiz a ton of money over a long-term contract to be a DH. Because they don't offer defensive versatility. Shohei Ohtani, don't get that started. That's obviously completely opposite end of the spectrum in that one. Obviously, they're paying him to be a pitcher and a hitter. This season, only a DH type of deal. But either way, so I'm just looking at it. JD Martinez, purely right now in his career is going to be a DH. He is essentially a Justin Turner type. Why is he not, like you said, just a 1 year, give me my 18 to 22 million bucks, somewhere in that range. Because you can't outpay a DH. You're not paying a DH 25 million bucks a year. Because he doesn't offer you defensive versatility. But at the same time, you're looking at this guy's basically last, 8 years to 9 years of his career, his offensive upside, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball.
Well, to me, he's the follow-up of Nelson Cruz, right? Cruz was done last year, finally, or whatever, but he's this moving forward, Nelson Cruz. He's around that 275 to 300 average. In this day and age, that's unbelievable when we're batting
right
south of 250 on the major league average, and you're 30-plus home runs. He gets to the playoffs every year, very much like Nelson Cruz or whatever. Now, I get it for J.D. Martinez. He's older, whatever, and that. He probably doesn't want to move all over the country all the time or whatever. He'd love to settle in and have a couple of years or whatever it is. But on the other side of it, hey, you're running out of time, dude. You got to play baseball. That's what you do. That's what you love. Get signed in there. Get in there with your team and get moving forward. There's no question about it. I don't know. It's just, it's my gut. But I think it's that multi-year that he's wanting, and it's holding him back. So it's too bad, because exactly right, I'm sure there's a lot of teams that are just sitting there going, dude, we need you in our lineup, but we're not going to give you 2 or 3 years. We just can't do it. We're not in that position to do that. Hey, all of a sudden, if you're going and rolling through the season, we'll talk about an extension. Why wouldn't anybody? You're crazy not to. I mean, the Dodgers just went out and did what the Dodgers did. It was too much. So anyways, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here. We're going to be answering the curtain call questions right after this break.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM SkillsBuild is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM SkillsBuild also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and I'm going to ask the first one of Nolan because he's been all over me about this for 2 weeks now, and you've heard him talk about it here on the show. Trevor Bauer, any updates on Mr. Bauer? Where are we at? Because you keep wanting him in the league, so convince me. Convince me.
So here's the thing, right?
Or better yet, convince the Dirtbags.
Trevor Bauer, obviously everything is behind him in terms of legal stuff. He's taking care of all that behind the scenes. Dude comes out, he's on a pay-per-play team type of deal. A Japanese team that came over stateside, faced Dodgers minor leaguers. Through the first two innings, he's sitting 96-99, strikes out five guys, starts messing around with some of the players a little bit, right? At one point, I think it was the third inning, it might have been the second inning in the game, I'm not 100% sure, but he starts doing, I mean, what he did in the major leagues. He starts literally, like, you know how back in the day, in spring training especially, he was pitching with one eye closed and showing guys the signs and everything like that. All the weird antics that this guy does that, honestly, in my opinion, great for baseball. It's like the Savannah Bananas type of stuff. But so anyways, yeah, he goes out there and he's giving the guy the glove signs, letting the hitter know what's coming, and he still gets him out, right? Then he starts asking fans, hey, give me a sign. Starts asking literally the fans that are there watching them. Give me the signs and I will throw this pitch to this hitter. The hitter knows what's coming and they're still not touching him. Like, this dude is playing and he is willing to play on a league minimum incentivized contract. Sitting 96-99 miles an hour. He has the Cy Young. He has the pedigree. You're sitting here telling me that 30 teams that play in the major leagues cannot use that guy right now. Backlash aside, league minimum, and he's even said it, league minimum, you incentivize me. Hey, if it doesn't work out and you guys take too much backlash, whatever, we cut bait, that's that. But at this point,
Yankees.
But at this point, I'm looking at it, there are 30 teams that could use Trevor Bauer for a league minimum incentivized deal. Make it make sense to me, MLB. Make it make sense. This dude served a suspension, he's been out of the game, and yet his stuff still plays.
Yeah, no question about that. I interjected with the Yankees or whatever. Obviously, the Yankees aren't going to do it and stuff like that. They got to go through Cole to make that happen. And for all the dirtbags that have forgotten out there or whatever, and that Trevor Bauer and Garrett Cole playing together with UCLA Bruins, yeah. Back in the day and certainly some conflicts after whatever and that. But put aside the conflicts for a second and really break down. Is it a personal thing, or you're there to win championships, right? It still comes back to that, right, Noel? It really does. Everybody has some personal things going on. But at the end of the day, it's all about championships because, like we said, nobody remembers second place. You remember the World Series champions. It's that simple. So, you know, you need a pitcher or pitchers. Guy's right there. Yes, he's had a troubled past. There's no question about that. I have to believe, even though he's still doing those crazy, stupid antics, but also entertaining the game to a degree, when you really think about it, that's why the fans love him. If he can make your team better, you've got to explore it. And I get it's an industry. Nobody's bigger than baseball. And that's the bottom line. You mention it to him. You had that conversation point blank. He gets it now. He's not bigger than baseball. It cost him. Cost him his career. Cost him millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. But go ahead. You're moving me up on the needle, Nolan. I'm not there yet, but you're moving me on the needle for Trevor Bauer getting back in. So Toronto Blue Jays sending it in. Got to go right there. Joey Votto signs the minor league. No guarantees, no anything. Talk a little deeper about that. I have my thoughts about it and stuff like that. On why that move was made. And it's, to me, it's not just because he's a Canadian. That's a byproduct. But what's your thoughts?
Yeah, they're finally going to trade Vlad Guerrero. Hopefully. God, no. Here's the thing, right? So obviously, Joey Votto grew up Toronto Blue Jays fan. He's from Canada, local boy, right near Toronto, born and raised. Obviously, he's a guy that a couple years ago, undergoes the arm surgery and everything like that. And he was very open about it too in the off season, just saying like, because I know that he just did the Flippin' Bats podcast there the other day with Ben Verlander. And so he was saying basically like, hey, listen, like this is not an easy surgery to come back from. It's basically a 2-year surgery for you to kind of get like healthy and good again. Obviously, Cincinnati Reds, whatever sort of went on behind the scenes there, because something had to have gone on behind the scenes to the point where they weren't at least offering him a contract to come back. Even that, like I get that early in the offseason they were saying, hey, listen, right now we can't give him the full-time at-bats that we think he deserves, but why do they not bring him back on a minor league deal to at least back up Christian Encarnacion Strand? Fully going into the season knowing that he's going to be the starting first baseman, I have Joey Votto as a safety net, and especially since he's that Cincinnati legend. So I don't know, man, looking at it that way. But for the Jays, it's a no-brainer. You go out there, you get a good veteran presence, obviously first baseman, left-handed hitter. I think that he could do some damage in there in Toronto. It's a low-risk, high-reward type of move. If he comes back to even relatively close to full strength, Joey Votto, you're going to get a 260 hitter with close to 20 home runs. I don't know what he's going to drive in for RBIs, but I'm looking at that lineup, probably somewhere in the 70 to 80 range. I don't know. Like, it's a no-brainer to me if I'm the Jays. And even that, I know we talked about it off the air. There's a possibility that he could be a player manager down there in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have him on the 26-man roster at the opening bell. And the reason why I have that is because I think Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins aren't really happy with Vlad. Nobody wants to talk about that, or they want to be really tiptoeing around it when they are talking about it and stuff like that. But they saw him for, about 3 weeks of spring training already. They obviously thought, you know what, this guy needs to sit in there, and not only sit in there in the clubhouse, but needs to be right beside him to be able to have those conversations and say, dude, you want to make $400 million in your next contract? You're nowhere in the ballpark. Have you not been paying attention the last two off seasons on what's happening in this industry? I'm 39 years old, going to be 40. I'm basically done. Two parts to that. One, it goes that quick. It goes that quick. Two, man, they're going to pay you to win championships. Not just to be a great player and sell some jerseys. That's nice. But at the end of the day, if you're going to go over $200 million, right now it looks like over $150 million in a contract or whatever, to those upper echelons, you need to win championships. So this year, we got to get after this, and you got to prove that you are worth that type of stuff. And Joey Votto is just a good veteran that's been there on the high, the low, and everywhere in between, but he shows him reality right in the face every single day that when this career is done, it's done. It doesn't matter how young you are, it ends. And you could make $400 million or you could make $150 million. Your choice, but you got to quit talking about it, quit asking for extensions, and just go out onto that field and play every single day. It's that simple. So, great question. Next one in, and it's not even from the Dodgers fans. Amount of money the Dodgers spent this offseason, and now, even though he's a true athlete, they're moving Mookie Betts to shortstop. Big risk, mild risk. Where are we sitting?
Huge risk. Absolutely huge risk. Obviously, you're looking at the Dodgers. They went out there. They spent the money that they did. Mookie Betts even said it publicly. He's like, I haven't played shortstop every day since I was 18 years old. Second base, he played that in the minor leagues, then got converted up to right field, obviously because he was blocked by Dustin Pedroia with the Boston Red Sox. Then comes over to the Dodgers, obviously wins a asterisk World Series as a right fielder. Last year, obviously, he played, 11 games at shortstop or something like that? And I'm not saying, hey, you give him a full season's worth of opportunity, he's not going to be a competent shortstop by any stretch of the imagination. Obviously, the guy's got a cannon of an arm. But it's not like that's an easy position just to transition to. Like, shortstop is one of the toughest positions in baseball. Hands down, man. You got to know literally everything that's going on around you. Obviously, they're sliding Gavin Lux over to second base because Gavin Lux didn't impress them enough at shortstop. But in the few games that I watched of the Dodgers in spring training so far, like, I've seen Mookie Betts drop balls that were thrown down to him at second base by the catcher. Just straight up miss him. And that in itself is enough of a concern to me where I'm looking at it like, that should be the one thing that you should be good at.
And double play balls, too.
Yeah.
Like the exchange.
Like, that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. It's like, dude, you need a heck of a lot of work, and you can't accomplish that in the matter of, what, 3 weeks
and
to become an MLB shortstop?
He obviously
shortstop?
Plays with tremendous pride, too, right? So he's probably overwhelming himself.
No, I get
to make it. I know you get it, but I'm just saying with you, right? Like, we're taking that part of it. We're throwing so much weight on this guy's shoulders that, hey, maybe we overloaded this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe we're doing him a detriment.
Yeah, no, like, that's the way that I look at it. I mean, it's a...
To me, it's shame on the Dodgers.
It's a Dave Roberts move. That's the way that I look at it. I've questioned a lot of the stuff that this guy's done throughout his managerial career with the Dodgers. I mean,
obviously,
I don't...
Mookie steps up and says, I'll do whatever's necessary. We know that. We already know that, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. He looks overwhelmed. He looks like he's trying to slow the game down because he knows it, being a veteran player, but he can't do it yet.
Yeah. No, like, that's the way that I look at it. If I was the Dodgers, I would have had a guy up and ready to go as a backup shortstop. And especially with the way that the shortstop market just started flying off the table there a couple weeks ago, like, I would have been reaching out to one of those guys. Even in Ahmed Rosario, obviously, they had him last year. He would have been a guy that I would have been trying to bring back on that $1 million deal.
That or even Tim Anderson, even though he's long in the tooth, man. Just settle in, just play defense. Whatever hitting you get back to or whatever and that, it's a bonus for us. We've got enough of that stuff, right?
No, exactly.
But exactly right. Could have done that easily and stuff like that. So let's carry on. Here we go. Cardinals. How are you feeling? The reports are seeming pretty good for Mr. Sonny Gray.
I'm a lot better this week than I was last week. I can tell you that much. So Sonny Gray obviously throws a bullpen session there. What was that on over the weekend at some point? Everything came back. Seemed like it was pretty good. Going to throw another bullpen session tomorrow. If everything goes clean there, then he'll get back in either live games or live BP against his own players. Not necessarily guaranteed to be the opening day starter anymore, but it seems like he's on that trajectory to still have the possibility to be the opening day starter. I mean, and my fingers are crossed. Don't get me wrong. It's against the Dodgers. That's going to be a big ask for him to be ready in a matter of 2 weeks now. But, hey, he's a vet. He knows what he's doing. I have faith in the boy.
Well, and that's it, right? He's had that issue before and stuff like that. So he knows his body. He knows his recovery and stuff like that. And I have to assume he got himself out as quick as he could in that game, right, to alleviate the long side, even though he's –
According to Wilson Contreras, he was the one that was trying to stay in the game and try and throw some more pitches. And Wilson kind of said to him, hey, listen here, dude, it's we're early in spring training. Like, this isn't the World Series.
That's good for Wilson.
Just relax, get it healthy.
That's good. That's a big move for Wilson.
That's what I heard. So, I mean, but that's good to know that Sonny Gray is like that type of competitor that, hey, listen, even though it's spring training, I'm still out here trying to do whatever I can for my team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Dirtbags, I do want to give you a heads up or whatever. It is getting to that time of the year. And so, next week, Nolan alluded to it at the top of the show that he's going to be taking off for a small vacation to Ireland the next week. And I leave for this year. I'm not going to France. I am going to be going over to Austria, south of Vienna, to coach and do some player development through the summer. So, we will be... doing the next week's show before we both take off. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to be both back here live. Well, he'll be live here in studio, and I'll be reporting from over in Austria and stuff like that. So just definitely wanted to give you that heads up and let you know that that was coming. But we will have a show for next week, no question. And probably talking about our picks, our annual picks for the awards and different things like that. And we'll go from there. So, thank you so much for sending in your curtain call questions. Continue to do it. Send them in to me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan,
give me your final thought.
Yeah, by the time we start up next week's podcast, the regular season will have started. Spring breakouts are done. More or less, rosters are going to be set, barring some last-minute injuries or anything like that, or crazy good showing from prospects.
Or trades.
But let's put it this way. O'Neal Cruz might hit 50 home runs in spring training. And the current pace that he's on, that guy, oh my goodness. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the highlights or anything like that, but the shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates that has been so highly talked about for 2 years now, unfortunately injuries ruined his last year. But my goodness, man, that guy, if there was ever a player that was as ready for the regular season to start, watch some O'Neal Cruz highlights and you guys will understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one, too. Him and Ellie De La Cruz, let it run, boys. Let it go. Let it. Absolutely. So, Dirtbags, as we say all the time, we cannot do it without you. We do it for you all the time. Continue to be a part of the nation. We live it. We breathe it. We die it. We are baseball. That's who we are, and we know that's who you are. So, that's why we have so much fun bringing this show to you every week, and we look forward to it every week, and we hope that you do as well. From the comments and things that get sent into us in the dialogue, we know that you do. So we greatly appreciate it wherever you are out there in the world. Just as a fan, all our armed forces network out there and that, thank you for doing what you do so we can always do what we're able to do here. And that we know that we don't thank you enough. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Always for sure. If you want to get apparel, hats, go over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. They're all there for you in that. I'll be adding some new stuff as we move along, changing out some other stuff as we go along. Try to do our best for you. Again, like I said at the top of the show, if there's something on there or not on there or whatever and you're interested in maybe repping the Dirtbag Nation, reach out to me. Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Be happy to dialogue. If you're looking for training advice, anything like that, reach out to Nolan or myself. We'll talk all day, every day about it with you. We love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die it again. I can't say it enough. We truly do. So do not be afraid. Reach out to us for sure. without hesitation. Be sure to follow our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for videos. If you want to be on a video, reach out to us. For sure, contact us. We'll get you on. But unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.